It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue on this morning, it is time for our Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. And today, joining us from UPHP is Renee Anderton, Clinical Coordinator with UPHP, to talk about the flu season and vaccinations. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's kind of just start with some of the basic stuff. What the flu is, like, what is it and what are the symptoms that we should watch for?
The flu is a contagious respiratory illness caused by an influenza virus that infects the nose, throat, and lungs. And just like COVID-19, it can cause mild to severe illness, and most severe cases can actually cause death.
So what are the main symptoms to keep an eye out for?
The main symptoms would include fever or feeling feverish, chills, cough, sore throat, runny nose, stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, headaches, or fatigue.
So we hear about the flu season all the time. What are some of the things that maybe people can do to help prevent getting it this season?
Most of what we're doing with COVID-19 actually applies to our influenza and flu season as well. So avoid contact with those who are ill, and it's really important to stay home if you're feeling unwell. Continue to wash your hands frequently, at least for 20 seconds, or use hand sanitizer. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. Just practice those good healthy habits like getting enough sleep, eating healthy, staying hydrated, disinfecting common surfaces.
Now, of course, these are things, like you said, we're very familiar with COVID of the last year or so. But let's talk a little bit about the flu vaccine. How important is that?
The flu vaccine is really important. The single best thing that people can do this year to prevent the flu is getting the flu vaccine. It can be in the form of a shot or a nasal spray, and the flu vaccine is safe and effective. Every year, the scientists go through and find the best strains to help prevent the flu. That will be the most common this year.
And I'm sure that's a process that I know the flu shots all the time are kind of like, you know, it's like this was a really good one last year. This will do it this year. So it can kind of work that way. But it is important to get it, isn't it? I mean,
yes, it is really important to get your flu shot. All ages 6 months and above should be getting their flu shot. And every year the flu strains change. So it's important to get your flu shot every flu season.
We're talking with Renee Anderton, who is clinical coordinator with UPHP for our Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. We're talking about flu season and flu vaccinations with Renee Anderton, who is clinical coordinator with UPHP. Let's get right into this, Renee. I mean, we're hearing about with flu shots and flu vaccines, there's myths and common misconceptions out there. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, what are some of the things you're hearing and what do you respond with?
One of the biggest things that we hear is that the flu vaccine gave me the flu. This simply can't happen. The flu shots are either made from an inoculated flu virus and therefore not infectious, or with proteins with the flu virus instead of the flu vaccine virus. Some people may get mild to short-lasting symptoms after being vaccinated, such as like a low fever or muscle aches. But this is a sign that your body is responding to the vaccine and building up an immunity to the flu. It's not an active case of the flu itself. Also, in some cases, lots of different viruses can cause you to feel like you have the flu because the symptoms are similar. The flu shot only protects against influenza viruses, not other illnesses. It is possible to be exposed to the flu just before getting the flu shot.
Okay.
Or during the 2 weeks it takes to develop full protection against the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So a person may be exposed to the flu virus, but it's unlike the flu viruses that the vaccine was made to protect against.
Okay, so let's talk about then in terms of with the flu vaccine, when should people be vaccinated and who needs one?
It's really important that we get vaccinated by the end of October, ideally, but getting your flu vaccine all the way up until the peak of flu season will still help protect you. It's important to get it ahead of time because it gives your body time to build up immunity before the flu season peaks, which is typically between December and February.
So as far as who needs it, who would you recommend gets a flu shot, a flu vaccine?
It's recommended that everyone over the age of 6 months, with limited exceptions, receive it on an annual basis. If you're wondering whether or not the flu vaccine is right for you, you can always talk with your doctor first.
Where can people get a flu vaccine?
Most flu vaccines can actually be given at your doctor's office, your pharmacy, or a local health department. Most are available for free or for a low cost. And additionally, you can find locations with the Michigan.gov website.
Okay, here's the other question I have now. We're hearing, of course, about vaccines with COVID. Can someone get a flu vaccine and a COVID-19 vaccine at the same time?
Yes. So the CDC actually recently updated their guidelines, and both vaccines can be given at the same time. With more respiratory viruses returning, it's actually anticipated that this flu season will be a lot worse than it was this past flu season. With, you know, COVID-19 cases starting to rise again, many hospitals across the state are nearing or at capacity and may not have room if you end up getting sick. Getting the flu vaccine will not only reduce flu cases, but it will also reduce symptoms that might be confused with COVID-19. Preventing the flu will also help reduce doctor visits, hospitalizations, which can also help ease pressure on our healthcare workers. We just need to make sure that we're all doing our part to stay as healthy as possible and to prevent diseases, which there is a vaccine.
Well, we're talking this morning with Renee Anderton, who is clinical coordinator with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, about the flu season and vaccinations. Some very good information this morning, and thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Now, if you missed any of our interview with Renee, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. Look for the Upper Peninsula Health Plan link on the site. And we'll also have all this information for you about flu season and vaccinations. In other words, get it today, since we're mid-October already. It's all about keeping you connected to the community in a healthy way with our friends at Upper Peninsula Health Plan here on Mark and Walt in the morning.